Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great week for It's the Real.
Wow.
We did this video series for Erica Ramirez. A lot of people were like, oh, this is for rappers, French Montana and ASAP Ferg. Why are you guys involved? We have a rap career. People may have forgotten we performed down in Bonnaroo. We had a mixtape we put out with DJ Drama called Urbane Outfitters. We are now getting ready to put out our second mixtape, and we are planning the music video shoot with our friend Rex Arrow, who directed almost a billion views worth of music videos on YouTube.
Right. I mean, like, he did both of our videos. He did a Jews for Jesus piece. He did Girls with the Dirty Souths. He also did some videos with Mac Miller.
Yeah, you know, some tiny ones, whatever.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, when we say that he has almost a billion views, it's mostly...
Mostly us.
Mostly us. And then also some other people.
Mac Miller video with Anderson .Paak. Whatever.
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 Doesn't matter.
It's called Dang. Check it out. So we're planning this new one, and we are looking for a specific type of house.
Right. And so, like, you know, we grew up in the area.
Yeah.
And so we're like, all right, easy to find a house of this kind.
Let's call it
a big
a mansion.
House. Yeah.
We're looking for a mansion.
Right. And so we did not grow up in mansions, by the way.
No.
But we know people who did.
That's right.
So let's hit up people that we know from high school. And when it turns out that, you know, most
people
of our...
have reservations.
Well...
And why shouldn't they? I mean, it's not like we're going to bring a huge camera crew in there, but maybe they don't want... people trampling through the house. Maybe they don't want us rapping. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe they don't fuck with us.
Whatever it is, we've got denied by parents, friends from the area.
So what do? We start reaching out to people that we don't know or barely know.
Or people maybe you haven't spoken to in, what, a decade?
I think it's a great idea to reach out on Facebook to a girl who I hadn't spoken to since I went to her bat mitzvah.
Okay.
She had a carnival at her house.
Carnival.
Like an actual carnival at her house.
Like.
Should have been Carnival, actually.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That's actually the inspiration for our video.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Turns out that they moved. It was actually, people might know the house. It was used as Owen Wilson's house in Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. You remember the scene. They're playing volleyball in the pool. It's been it's been long enough that we can spoil this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It breaks the
if
nose.
People.
Yeah.
Are holding on to this one image, and they're like, oh, no.
Owen Wilson's house and Meet the Parents. Parents moved, so we're out of a house in that regard. Now, in terms of, like, how you knew people, we went from people you knew very well to people you sort of maybe start a connection to.
Mm-hmm.
And now what do we do?
I reached out to a girl who, she was in my prom limo.
Oh, well, okay. So, friends.
Well, let me go a little bit further. The last time I spoke to her, I was like, oh, like, a bunch of my friends were like, are we still going to be friends in 10 years after high school?
Uh-huh.
And one, no.
Okay.
But she said at the time, I'm never going to see any of you again.
Like, as in, I'm making it, she is Carrie. She is like,
yeah, there was
I'm
going to
burn you motherfuckers
from
down.
Her walls.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm never going to see you again.
So I reached out.
And then Facebook was created.
And I wrote a message on Facebook. And Facebook has those read receipts.
Uh-huh.
So you can see if someone's read your message.
Yeah, it's a private message you sent to her.
I said, last time I saw you, I was 5'11". Now I'm 6'3".
Uh-huh.
Some
things have happened in the last 10 years. Hope you're well. Now, yeah. What did you know about her? Very little, right? I mean, you guys didn't stay in touch?
No, of course not. I know that she's on Facebook, and I know that we're friends.
And all you knew...
on Facebook.
Once you sent that message, and your heart is racing, is that...
she read the message.
So she reads it on...
Friday afternoon, she reads it 3 minutes later.
Do you hear back Friday night?
I don't.
Do you hear back Saturday morning?
I don't. And so...
Probably Saturday night, right?
No.
No? Sunday? Anytime Sunday.
I am sitting in my computer...
all weekend.
All weekend. Like a creep.
Just watching it.
Just waiting for those three dots to come up.
You want to see that she's typing.
Yeah. No, I... it drove me nuts.
So she gets back to you.
She gets back to me. And, you know, I read the message.
Uh-huh.
And I head over to our group chat. You, me, a bunch of our friends.
Right.
Not this girl who...
No, she's definitely not a part of it.
No. And she says, you know...
And you relay the message...
She says, unfortunately, I don't speak to my family anymore.
I don't Oh God, this is it.
It's dark.
This is a tough sort of way to catch up.
Yeah.
She doesn't talk to her parents anymore.
No. And so then Jason, our friend, says, but can you use the house?
Oh, well, you know.
Like, no.
Is that how you followed up with her? Did you say, well, listen, my friend Jason
that
is curious.
That sucks, but...
yeah, sorry about your family.
But can you give me their contact info so I can follow up with them?
Oh, my God.
Maybe I can use their pool.
So,
as long as they shower first.
Helipad?
Yeah, helipad.
This week on A Waste of Time with It's The Real, we have Chicago's own Dreezy.
Yes, she is a young, exciting rapper. She's already worked with Gucci Mane, his first feature out of prison.
We gonna ride.
She has a song with T-Pain.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
It's really hot.
She has a song with Jeremih. That's great.
Look, she's killing it right now. Everyone should go listen to her music, watch her videos, and check out this podcast. We talk about everything. Chicago. We talk about her move to Los Angeles. It's a good listen. Also, everyone should go back and check the archives. We have over a year's worth of podcasts that if people are new to us, they should go listen and watch over there on full screen. When do you want to get into this episode with our friend Dreezy?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Burner with the Scope, a.k.a. Canker Sore.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Dad Hats, a.k.a. Birth Control.
What's up? It's Dreezy.
Yeah, this is a waste of time with It's The Real.
Dreezy, what up?
What's up?
What's happening?
I'm good.
South Side to South Harlem, what's happening?
You already know, glad to be here. What's up with y'all?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get any further, I would just like to mention that we have cameras in the building because this is taped for fullscreen.com. We used to be just an audio podcast, but now there's a video component too, which is awesome because...
You can see everything a week early?
A week early. So if you are just listening to this, you've already missed out on like a ton of stuff. So
fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
That's right. One more time.
Fullscreen.com/itsthereal.
Okay. Yeah. Now that the business is done, so Chicago's own... Chicago is a huge market for Gucci Mane, by the way, so it's not really a surprise that you guys would link up.
Yeah.
How did that happen in the first place?
Man, just knowing the right people, I was able to get the track over to him, and he was fucking with it, so it just went crazy.
How quick did it come back to your inbox?
Like, either a week, I think like a week.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
were you surprised?
Yeah,
I definitely was surprised. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen. They was telling me, but I'm just like, yeah, right. Then they're like, we just got the email, it's getting done. I'm like, yeah, right. Then they did the whole...
Then it got done.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, oh, shit.
So, wait, so he heard about you through 21 Savage? Is that right?
He did say he was online and he saw that video. I don't know if that's the first video. I don't think it was because the song was probably done before that video dropped. But, yeah, that's what he said. He saw that.
He was just like, okay, so you work with one rapper with a tattoo on his face, so you must be good to work with another one.
I guess. I don't know. You know, just knowing the right people.
Wait, so have you met Gucci yet or no?
Yeah, we shot a video.
Oh, you did shoot the video?
Yeah.
How did I miss the video?
We just shot it like last week.
At his house?
Nah. At the jury store.
Okay.
And around Atlanta. Well, I was around Atlanta.
Yeah.
We did our part at the jury store.
How is he as a person?
He cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. He Gucci.
That's what we want to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, he like, cool as fuck.
Do you watch him on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
he act just like that. Like he real sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
He using all the big words. He like, yeah, that scene is perfect. This light is immaculate. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? He just funny, but he cool at the same, like he still got that swag to him. Like
Yo.
And he's got the best glasses in the game right
best
now.
Best glasses.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Is it the real ones?
Yeah, I think he has real glasses.
Because he wore some real ones to the video shoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever he wears, he's just like stunting it.
Yeah, Gucci that nigga.
Was he working out in between scenes?
Nah.
Because he stays working out. He dropped like crazy weight. He's fit and like happy.
Nah, he definitely fit. He had his lady there. You know.
Yeah, Keisha.
Yeah.
Did she give you, and like we just were talking to our friend who is down there at Gucci's house, and I asked him if she had given him a waist eraser because she like...
That's her
belt. No, I meant to ask her for one, but I forgot. But nah, she didn't give me... We was at the jury store. She wasn't walking around with waist trainers.
Yeah.
But I meant to ask for one or some lipstick or something, but it's cool. She cool. Like, we got each other Twitter and stuff. Like, we posted our picture and stuff. I don't know. I went over there and talked to her.
That's dope. Is texting an old sort of art form now? Like, now you just have to, like, DM people on Twitter? That's the real connection?
Or,
or Snapchat, yeah.
Nah, because if I'm DMing you, I'm asking for your number.
Okay, yeah.
I want direct contact.
Well, the crazy thing is when people, like, have your email, do you use email?
For business.
That's what I'm saying. If there's some people who are just like, well, just hit me on DM, and I'm just like, or you could email me. You have all my information. You can call me.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's ancient, but, like, no, you can call me on the
email,
phone.
You don't email nobody.
Nobody.
That's email your boss.
Like, but we're our own bosses, so. Yeah.
What so about email each other.
Yeah,
that seems like we're always, like, 3 feet apart from each other.
Congratulations on the Interscope deal.
Thank you.
How did that come to be for a girl from Chicago who, you know, anything that you want, you end up signing at Interscope?
Yeah, I made a buzz for myself. Like, I just started remixing songs and dropping my own stuff, and they caught on to the Chirac remix, and I was on Common's album because he heard the Chirac remix, and I just kept going. I started collabing with artists in my city, you know, and out of all the labels that was talking to me, I just liked how they was talking to me.
That was so you had the best conversation. They wooed you the best.
Not wooed me. Nah. Just more, you know, I listen to people on the regular. I just listen to have people talk to see people's intentions. And I felt like they had good intentions. Like, they really wanted to compete, like, get out here and work. I ain't want nobody that didn't know what they wanted to do with me. Probably wanted to put me to the side. Mm-hmm. You see, like, a lot of people saying my album dropped quicker than a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we just working. We pushing. I think they believe in it.
When we signed our deal with MTV, like, mm-hmm. it was like 9 months of negotiations. And so we couldn't tell anybody for 9 months.
Because there was the chance that, you know, maybe it wouldn't work out. So it was, you don't want to tell people. You don't want to, like, ruin any business deals.
Well, I didn't want to go too hard. Well, none of us really wanted us to go too hard, like Interscope, because you know, just because I'm still like a new artist and I'm still trying to build myself up, so fans like to be there first and like to push the underdog, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't want to come out and bow Maserati, and I ain't got it like that yet, so I'm still letting people
you're just like, you know, you got your Ferrari,
we working towards that, so people still need to support, just as if I'm not with a label, just know, you know, we making moves and we mean the right people.
Can you talk about what Fake Shore Drive means to Chicago?
Man, Fake Shore is like one of the top Chicago blogs in Chicago. Yeah. Like, when I was coming up, that's all I was trying to do was get my song on Fake Shore. Like, and when I finally did, I'm like, all right, I'm on some. I'm like, let me see what I'm going to do next, you know?
Do you remember what the first post that Andrew put up about you was?
Man, it might have been my Break a Band video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when he told us that was the first time he heard of you, and you dropped that Simpsons line, and he was just like, he was sold.
Yeah.
But being on there, was that the first sign for you that, like, bigger things were on the way?
I mean, everything was happening fast. Of course, the facial drive, you know, the blogs, all the blogs that was supporting artists tweeting me in my city and reaching out. Like, King Louis, we had ended up in the studio. Dirk had tweeted me. And I was just, like, in my DMs, like, I'm lit, like, you know. And then we just linked up at the studio, and we was just getting it done. Like, it was good news every day.
Where are you originally from in Chicago?
Southside, 81st and King Drive.
81st and King Drive. How many siblings do you have?
I got two little sisters, one big sister, and one big brother.
So, you're right in the middle.
Yeah.
So,
what music did they put you on when you were, like, growing up?
Nothing. My big sister and me didn't really get along like that. And me and my little sister didn't get along like that. And my brother just was off somewhere else. Like, he was just...
So you were just finding your own way.
Yeah, I was just cool. And, like, I stayed in my room with my door shut.
Really?
Yeah. But now we all cool.
What happened?
What you mean, what happened?
I mean, how'd you get cool?
I mean... We got older, you know. Now my little sisters is like my kids to me, you know. I got to watch out for them and stuff. They ain't bad like they used to be. They understand. And like it was the same thing with my big sister. She ain't like me because I was bad, and I ain't like her. So, and I had a smart mouth. Now I'm older.
Still got the smart mouth.
That's right.
No, I could talk to her regular now, like, dang, get over it. Like, I didn't know what I was saying. I went to a high school called McKinley. It was a regular high school. It's like in the South suburbs.
So, like, just math classes, science classes, arts classes, all just like a...
Yeah, like a normal,
yeah, like a normal regular, high school. Yeah. I thought that it was, like, Fame or, like, some sort of, like, specific...
No, there was still drama, I'm sure.
Yeah.
McKinley, not a high school. That's a grammar school. Because I switched schools, like, so many schools. I've been to Timothy Lutheran, Chatham Avalon, Dixon, McKinley, Rich South. But Rich South was my high school.
Okay.
And that's when I was working at Subway.
Okay.
It was, like kind of close to the school.
And how did you balance trying to become an artist at that point and still maintain just being a regular high school student with a regular high school activities?
Around that time, I was still rapping, but I was like, I could remember like closing the store, listening to J. Cole and listening to Wayne, like just, you know, writing on my phone. I wasn't really like super, super serious. I was 16. Mm-hmm. I was getting into it, but I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, like, I moved. I started working at the Pancake House, like, once I got out of school. I went to college. I had dropped out of college, like, after a month.
Where'd you go to college?
NIU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after a month, I went back home. My mama was just like, nah, you're not finna be on the couch. You got to get a job. My friend worked around the corner at the Pancake House, and I started working there until I was getting enough feature money to pay for myself.
What's the second most popular dish at the Pancake House?
I don't know. Now, you got to go to the Pancake House, though, because that is one of the best pancake houses in Chicago.
You're not just saying that because you work there?
Nah, I'm not just saying. Like, I still go there. Like, you know, they be like, hey, Dries, you welcome back, you know? So, yeah, I still go there. You got to get the pancakes. They got some on that car, like this apple cinnamon thing. It's, like, real big.
How many pancakes come with the pancake order, though? Is it, like, three?
I think it's three.
And were you a hostess, a waitress?
Yeah, I was a host.
Oh, really?
I was just seeing people.
Were you good?
I mean, it's, yeah, come sit right here. Here's the menu. Yeah.
What was the first big feature that you were able to get some money to sort of live off of? That you didn't have to work at the Pancake House anymore?
Well, those weren't big features. Those were just probably $200, $300 features. I don't remember who would pay me for those.
So people just came around and you were just like, all right, like, you're paying, I'll do it?
I just, after a while, I'm just like, you know, everybody start asking to do songs. I'm like, okay, well, I'm finna start charging. And they like, well, how much? And I'm like, $200. And then they was like, all right, what's your Western Union and stuff? That's when I'm like, all right, they start sending money. And I don't remember everybody I was doing. It just used to be random people on Facebook and stuff.
Whoa. So they didn't even have to be in the city?
I mean, some people was in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I first was starting off, they was in the city. But we still was like Western Union or whatever. Or I had somebody else meet with them. I wouldn't meet up with nobody.
Mm. Is it true that John Monopoly and some of the older guys, like from the generation before around Chicago, recognized your talent and really and really like repped for you?
Yeah, John Monopoly, he definitely one of the OGs from Chicago. He helped a lot of people out. He was my consultant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did he find you?
I was making noise in the city. You know, like, once you start making a little buzz for yourself, all the people that's in the business and stuff, they eventually come around, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just end up meeting relationships. Like, everybody that's plugged in the city, I done met hands, shook hands or whatever, you know.
And so, and you knew Dirk, and you knew Louis.
Dirk from Twitter. Louis just from, well, I was hitting him up on Twitter at first trying to pay for a feature. And then I think at the time he was charging like $1,500. And I'm like, I can't afford that. I think I told him I worked at Subway. I'm like, I work at Subway. I can't afford that. But then we ended up crossing paths, being in the studio with each other. And he hopped on my song that day. And I went crazy on it, you know? So
one of the nicest guys that we've run into. Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I love Louis.
Yeah.
He a good dude.
You still talk to him?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
We just had a show the other day. It was me, Louis, Shaq, Lizzy, and Day-Day.
Nice.
He just silly, you know?
Yeah.
He just always joking. That's big bro.
Yeah.
Was that in Chicago?
No, I was in Cleveland.
How were the crowds in Cleveland?
It was dry.
Really?
Yeah. But that's because...
That's because of the Republican National Convention over there right now.
I don't know.
A lot of white people right now.
Nah, the guy told me it was his first time throwing a show, and he not from Cleveland, so it was just, he was trying it out, you know. But it was, you know, the couple fans that was there, we turned up with him.
That's good.
So, like, what did you do in Cleveland besides the show?
Nothing.
You just rolled in that
night. I met Shaq Glizzy. Me and Shaq Glizzy was already texting, so I got to meet him for the first time face-to-face.
Yeah.
And we just kind of had fun with the show because we was all there. Like, we just turned up with the crowd.
So you don't even, like, explore the city at all?
I don't be knowing where to go.
Like, you have Twitter. You have a lot of followers. You can ask them.
What, I'm just going to meet up with random people?
You're texting Shy Glizzy. You've never met him.
I mean, that's not random, though. That's, you know, he rapped. I know. I'm familiar with his music. I like his music. And we was already DMing.
Mm-hmm.
And I do meet up with my fans sometimes. Like I just have them come smoke with me one or whatever the case may be.
Right.
I always pick a fan in a certain city.
Mm-hmm. And how do you pick that fan?
I just be like, where the smoke's at? And then whoever come bring it to me in that city, I'll be like, you want to roll one? And then they be like, yeah. And then we just go have a session. Yep. My road manager got to check him out. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to get like, you know.
I don't just, yeah.
You right, don't want like some like skunk.
No.
Yeah.
How did you link up with Common in the first place?
Yeah, I met Common originally when I was starting to go to LA to meet with different labels and stuff, and I ended up meeting No ID, mm-hmm. and Common was just over his house, and that was my first time meeting him. I was playing music. I told him about myself and all that, and then like probably some weeks later, I dropped Chirac, and he's just like, who is this girl in Chicago that dropped this Chirac song? I got to meet her and all that, and I'm just like, we just met, you know what I'm saying? So I had to remind him.
He's like the girl from the Pancake House?
No, he like the girl from No ID House. I'm like, yeah. Then he was just like, he's like, wow. And he was like, I got to get you on my album. You dope. And then he was like, you know, just rapping to me and showing me his lyrics and just giving me advice and all that. We went to L.A. and hopped in the studio.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to write your verse?
I was geeked up. I was off, like, that was one of them Chirac moments. That was one of my favorite verses, too. Like, I was just geeked. I heard the beat. I instantly started writing to it. Because they sent it to me the night before, so mm-hmm. I kind of had a little time before. And when I got there, I just laid it down.
Does he give you any sort of, like, guidance in terms of where he wants your verse to go? Or is he just like, you do you?
He did kind of, like, because we shared the hook. So he was just, he told me what to say on that hook. That, mm-hmm. She hustled harder than a true. Like, he was telling me to say that.
Yeah.
And then on my verse, he was just, man, just, you know, the concept is a girl that hustled harder than a nigga. He was like, you could fit that right up. That's right up your alley. I'm like, yeah, let me talk my shit. I just went in there and did it.
And did you being from Chicago mean even more?
Yeah. I definitely felt like I represented. That's one of my favorite verses.
Yeah.
Even he was like, man, you killed me on my own song. And then he had to do another song with me to get back at me. And then we did another song and he killed me on that song. So it was just like, you know, Chicago shit.
And so what other Chicago artists are you really messing with right now besides Louis and Dirk? Who do we not know that we should know?
Who you not? Well, you know, I'm definitely going for Herb right now. Mm-hmm. It's a guy named Lufo that's doing his thing right now.
How do you spell that?
Lufo, Ludfoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's hot out the city now?
Yeah. He coming up.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Wait, so you were at Hip Hop Honors.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was everything. Like, that event was just something to remember.
Are you just like, are you the type to go up to people and, you know, be like, hey, yep, I'm Dreezy? You're not definitely, like, the one that
that's me
stands back?
Nope. Nope. Super I'm shy, the one. No. I walk up. Yep, that's me.
What do you say?
I just be like, what's up? And then they be like, what's up? I'll be like, I see how they come across because I don't like when, if they, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like people got to be humble, even if you don't know me. Just mm-hmm. So I say, what's up? See how they, and then I'll be like, I'm Dreezy. And then I'll be like, I made the body record. 9 times out of 10, if they into the music, they know it.
Right.
And then that just open it up. And they be like, oh, you the girl that, and they was like, I love that song or whatever. And that just open it up. And if I walk up to you, I rock with your music too. So I just tell them like, man, I fuck with you. We should link up. We exchange numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's whatever.
And who else did you meet? You saw Miss Info, right? Right?
Yeah, Miss Info, yeah. I'm cool with her. She's cool with my manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and who else did you meet outside of like musicians there?
Outside of it, I don't know.
Any personalities or like celebrities that were there that you were just like, oh.
Well, nah, I wanted to meet Amber, but she was going over her lines. I didn't want to walk up on her while she was doing it. I walk up, but you know, yeah. I wait till it's the right time.
Right.
But everybody else, I was just, you know, meeting artists that I haven't met or that I was familiar with and just shaking hands and stuff. So.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing night, and to be there at such a young age is pretty.
Yeah. It's so shitty that, like, The big thing that came out of it, though, was the Rich Homie Quan,
right,
like,
right.
thing.
Well, Tiana's performance came. Yeah, that was Tiana, like, she took the whole night over.
Did you know her?
Yeah. And we had met before. We had met, well, we got a song together on one of my mixtape before my last.
Mm-hmm.
But we had saw each other in the lobby because everybody was staying in the same hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was cool. Like, I didn't even know she was finna. She was just chilling when I seen her. Then next time I seen her, she had a yellow wig. Yeah, I'm like, she went full out.
We went to, you know, Bad Boy has this this Puff Daddy and the Family Reunion tour going on.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Did until Puffy got injured.
We went to the first night out at Barclays in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And we were standing outside before the show started. And you just see this group of four girls all dressed like Lil' Kim.
In the Crush On You video,
Crush On You video. Like, each one in a different color, different, like, wigs and the whole thing.
Yeah, they showed,
like,
out.
Yeah, we were like, this is crazy.
Yeah, they had that on the VH1 thing. They had somebody with, like, all nude on, with Louis Vuitton all over.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
Then they had somebody with all green.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, it was dope.
Did you meet Kim that night?
Yeah, we went out to eat. It was her birthday, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
where'd you guys go?
Pancake House.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. You're gonna have to go to the Pancake House because you keep saying you want some pancakes.
I love pancakes. I'm not hating.
I think if you say it enough times, you'll get free pancakes the next time you go.
Yeah,
so.
It's just like, yo, Pancake House. Let's get some pancakes in this bitch.
Remember this face.
Yo, you can call our place the Pancake House.
Turn up.
Yeah,
it's on 47.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
and if we drop your name there, they'll definitely remember you.
Maybe you got to talk to the manager. They might got some new workers up there.
So you're not living in Chicago anymore. You're living in Los Angeles.
Yeah. L.A. is just a whole nother vibe. But it's a good vibe. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely safer. The weather better. Fashion better. You know
Are
what
you
I'm saying?
Vegan now?
Nah, but they pushing me, like, they trying to push me vegan.
That juice cleanse.
Wait, who's they?
Yeah.
Everybody
in LA?
They already got me climbing mountains and drinking water with the electrolytes.
Yeah, get like a little dog.
Yeah, pocket dog. This
yeah.
is just...
I had a dog. I had to give him back.
Oh, I think you're going to put him down. Yeah.
Nah.
had a dog.
Yeah,
didn't work
dog,
out.
Yeah.
I'm on the road too much now.
Who'd you give the dog to?
Back to his daddy.
All right.
Yeah.
Not the doggy daddy, the daddy.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, well, daddy. You just set him free. he went into a farm upstate.
He got a human daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you miss the dog?
Yes, I miss him.
Yeah?
His name, Blue. That was my baby.
Oh, well.
But he was getting real big till he a pit.
Oh,
so
oh.
He not as cute as he used
yo,
to
be. That's not a joke, having it like a little pit bull. Like,
yeah, but he a big baby, though.
Big Boy, like, from Outkast, has on his Instagram, he has just, like, all these pit bulls for sale. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, like, you know, I don't want a dog, but that dog looks nice. They look very cute
Everybody
and young.
Was trying to get my dog to get somebody pregnant. They were saying we was going to make a whole bunch of money and stuff. But I wasn't going to do him like that.
What's the one thing that you missed about Chicago?
The food.
Pancake House.
My people. Y'all is crazy. I do miss the Pancake House sometimes. And Harold's. And Italian Fiesta.
Yeah.
And Sizzling Skillet. You know, everything. Oh. You know.
Have you been to Roscoe's?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like it?
It's cool.
Isn't it about to shut down, though?
No, I think they went bankrupt, but I think there's probably that might
they
be making that up.
Snoop Dogg bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They said something about that or something, I think.
That's...
Yeah,
that's...
I'm just like making things.
Okay. Like, he don't know.
Yeah. That's a great end to the story.
I thought he did. I might be lying though.
Let's just run with that though. Yeah. Shouts to Snoop Dogg for buying Roscoe's. That's good purchase by you.
Yeah.
I hope he did for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how much of your time is spent on the road as opposed to being in the studio, or are you recording like while you're on the road as well?
I'm just on the road.
So, but if you go to Cleveland and you're with all those guys there, is the chance that you might record something that night possible?
if we know where a studio is, it's like, these are my first time in these cities. So that's why I say I don't really go out like that. You know what I'm saying? And especially with me being my first time with these guys, like 9 times out of 10, like YFN and Lucci, we had just met in Pittsburgh. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a dope artist. Mm-hmm. And we kicked it. Then the next time we linked up, we knew we wanted to work. So we got straight in the studio and we got a song.
That's awesome.
So, you know, I like to meet people first before just, let's get in the studio, you know. Mm-hmm. But some people be like that too. That's cool with me too. But I don't know how people be, so I just introduce myself.
Well, so if you didn't vibe with Common at No ID's place in the first place, you would be a little slower in saying yes to doing that song with him?
No, I would have did it anyway. It's Common. Like, he already knew. But I wasn't going to be like, let's get in the studio.
I was
going to be like, man, let me know if you want to do something. I'm here.
Yo, let's build. You know,
I put it out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if people will take the offer, and if they don't, they'll see me later on down the line, and they know I want to work, so they'll be more open to it.
Have you been around any of the Kanye circle?
Aside from Jaminopoly.
Right.
I was going to say Common. I was just with Designer the other day.
I think it's pronounced Designer. It's two eyes.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. You know, just being, I feel like I be around Kanye people, but, you know, Malik Yousef, Tiana, she, you know.
Yeah.
I'm around.
But when are you going to meet His Holiness? But
that's what we waiting on.
Yeah.
Yo, actually,
let me know.
You could have hit up Tiana in Cleveland, right?
Well, yeah, she does live out there with Iman Shumpert. Maybe not in the off season. I don't know. But
I don't know.
That was my first time in Cleveland. I didn't even know she was from out there. When we linked up, she was in L.A.
I'm just saying that you could hit me up, and then we can connect you to
with
Tiana.
Right, yeah. So we're your Cleveland connect for the next time
I
you
know
go there.
Tiana, though. Can y'all hook me up with Kanye? That's what we was talking about.
Yeah, we will hit up Jaminopoly, and we'll set up something at the Pancake House, and we'll
Y'all just gonna hit up all my connects.
I know.
Cool.
We'll hit up Andrew Barber.
Yep. Andrew Barber. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Cool.
Your family and you are closer now than you were when you were growing up, but you live further apart. Have they come out to L.A. to visit you?
Yeah.
And do they stay with you?
Do they live with me?
No, like if they're going to visit for, like, the weekend, are you like, oh, yeah, you can crash at my place?
Yeah.
Or are you like, no, I'm good?
Sometimes it be a little bumping heads with my mama because she be wanting to kick it and all that. And just because with my smoking, I don't like smoking around her and all that, you know. But she always end up finessing her way over there, like, anyway. But
she knows the password.
Yeah, your mom has to finesse her way into your place.
Yeah, she always end up over there.
You have a tough doorman?
But it's cool because she always end up coming over there, and then she get, next thing you know, my laundry folded and washed, my dishes cleaned.
Wait, why do you not want her over?
Your mother show up all the time. I don't understand this.
Shouts to your mom.
Yeah, stop smoking and let your mom come over and fold your clothes.
No, we got to.
That's the best trade-off ever.
Ain't no stop smoking. Yeah, we just got it. You know, we work it out. She just be wanting to kick it. When I'm getting ready to go to the club, that's when it's like, Mari, you got to stay here, you know.
Do you like the clubs in LA?
They cool.
Is it a lot of just like standing around and looking for people who are coming in?
I like the music more on the Midwest scene, like Atlanta, New York, like out here in Chicago and stuff. But the clubs is cool. Like when my friends want to go, I definitely take them just show off and all that. But
have you had any problems at the door?
No, not really.
That's good.
Eric, she's
but
a superstar.
Not, but I know. No. That ain't even it yet. They probably don't know me at the door yet unless I tell them my song. But I just know I don't go nowhere unless I know I'm good at the door.
Right.
That's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go through that.
You don't wait in line at Supreme. You don't like.
No. And I live like right out a couple blocks from Supreme.
Yo, you have to get the best breakfast burrito
in
L.A., which is at Koufax, right across the street.
I know what you're talking about.
Yo, that place is the shit.
It really is the best. Like, but, like, we like to go there for breakfast, get the breakfast burrito, and there's, like, a bar that you can sit at and look at the Supreme line and all the idiots sitting online over there. It's like a sport for us.
I'm not waiting in that line. No.
Never.
Nope.
Never.
So last night we went to a Mexican restaurant with a bunch of our friends. And they closed off one area of this restaurant for these, like, I don't know, 40-year-old divorcees to just, like, get down to, like, What were they playing? They were playing...
Well, the best was when they started playing...
Khaled.
Well, first they played, like, Drake something or other, so we're like, okay. And then they played All I Do Is Win, and we're just like, we're past the point where that's, like, really the thing to play.
Yeah, not the move.
And all these women raised their hands when he told them to
go up.
Yeah. And they were so into it, and they were like rapping into the camera that was there. And we were like, what is going on?
Yeah, it was like a Real Housewives of like it was wherever nuts. Area we were
and
in.
And the waiter like came by and closed the curtain like we were sitting in like, you know, business class or like, yeah. or like, you know, steerage, you know? And yeah. Jeff was like, what's going on? And he's just like, you know,
yeah, they come here once a month.
Yeah. I went to a show in Portland and they played that song, Everybody Still Raised Their Hand yeah. Up.
Well, like, I would watch Khaled on Snapchat and see him opening up for Beyonce. And in the first couple shows, like Tampa and Atlanta, like, he would play, you know, his songs. And there would be some people in the audience. But by the time he got to, like, Dallas and Houston and L.A., like, the crowds were just so into it. Mm-hmm. And they were doing everything he was saying. So it's pretty fascinating.
And he got keys out right now. Yeah. He's going crazy.
So many keys. Mm-hmm. Have you met him?
Nah, not yet. Waiting to meet him.
Yeah. We met him actually 2 years ago today. Like, I got, you know, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
You don't look
I don't
like
get
happy
on that
about
that much. Right. But
yeah, you don't look happy about Facebook.
There's this thing, like, where it, like, will say, like, happy anniversary of this picture. And it shows a picture of me and Jeff and Khaled right in the middle, like, giving the finger right to the camera. And we're just like,
Time hop.
Time hop, yeah. I was like, this is 2 years ago today.
Yeah, but that's, like, that's before Khaled changed. Now he's, like, a new Khaled. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. So, Chicago, L.A., is there any other place that you would consider moving? Like, is New York, like...
Atlanta. Yeah.
Because?
I love Atlanta. Like, I don't know why. Every time I go out there, I be turned.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Do you have to bring your friends with you, or is it just, like, the locals down there?
My friends
like,
be with me. Every time we go out there, we just lit every time. It never fails. Like, last time we was in Atlanta, we shot the Gucci video.
Right.
It's just, every time I go out there, it's fun.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What are the spots out there? Or are you just like...
It's just...
Anywhere you go.
It's a lot of, you know, the studios. It's a lot of dope producers out there. So I did a lot of work out there with the producers. And it's a lot of artists. You
oh,
know
right.
What I'm
and you worked with Metro down there, right?
Well, me and Metro didn't work down there. We worked in L.A.
Okay.
But 808 Mafia, Sunny Digital, Slade. Like it's a lot of producers in Atlanta that I work with, and we was locked in for like a week, and we was just making a whole bunch of music, and then just I meet new artists like me and 21 work down there, me and Lucci work down there. It's just I don't know, we just be having fun. It's always something new. That's
who's dope. Like a real like mainstream artist that you want to work with?
Kanye West.
No, not Kanye.
No, Kanye is one. I want to work with Wayne. I keep telling people that.
Did Interscope want you to work with anyone that maybe didn't work out for this project, but you have in the stash and you'll put out at a different point?
Wanted me to work with?
Like, or you worked with them and maybe it just didn't fit the vibe of the whole project?
Nah, mostly everybody that I wanted. I mean, I've done songs that didn't make it, like a song with Bryson.
Cool.
I actually met Bryson before the whole Don't song came out because one of my A&Rs was trying to sign him. And we ended up doing a song. And we probably going to do a different one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
people say he's very like soft-spoken and like reserved. Is that the case?
Kind of, but you know, once he opened up to you, he cool. Like
then he won't stop talking.
It ain't that he won't stop. He's just cool. He a regular. You know, everybody just regular. So yeah, I like Bryson.
So next up is, I imagine, touring regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that gonna take you? When does it start?
We still working on it. We got it. People definitely talking about it. And the companies and stuff. So we're going to see real soon if I'm going to be on another tour because they just had me on tour with Tory and ASAP Ferg for the Level Up Tour.
Right.
That was fun. That was my first tour. So.
Yo, Tory's a crazy performer.
Yeah, he is. So that's why, like I said, that was fun. He was trying to get me the crowd surf.
Yeah. Did you?
Nah.
Too
like
scared?
The last night, he was like, you got to do it tonight. I'm like, all right. I didn't do it.
I'd be so afraid that someone would like pickpocket me while I'm like, you know,
anything.
Yo, I've seen so many ASAP mob shows where like people will try and steal something and then get beaten the fuck up. It's like, yo, do not try to steal things from anybody from ASAP.
Right,
will
here's a little
come at
PSA
you.
For everyone.
You see
out
what
there
happened with Iggy?
Azalea?
Yeah.
What happened?
She crashed out. They was trying to. Oh. Yeah. Like, I'm a female, so I gotta be
careful. You should avoid that.
Yeah. I gotta have on a full body suit.
That's right.
Yeah.
With Louis Vuitton.
With like, no pockets.
Yeah. So the Level Up tour was dope.
Man, we kind of had some good feedback. Like, I think they fan base that they had is, like, right in the middle. It's like they still rooting for the up-and-coming wave, but they want to hear new music, too.
Right.
So it was just, like, they was open to hear everything. We just kind of took over the crowd. I think, I can't even remember what cities. We was hitting different cities every day. I didn't even remember what city we was in until, you know, like, Toria get out there, like, what city are we in? And then they all say it, and they'll be like, you know, he's saying that because he probably forgot. Yeah.
Yo, like, that's so smart. Really smart. Instead of being like, hello, Cleveland. Yeah. And it's like, it's not Cleveland. Yeah. Like, get off stage.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy when they get to going every day.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing you learned while being on tour?
Not to play Drake records.
Yeah, with Tory Lanez.
Yeah. Well, nah, it ain't like that. But I just learned, definitely get some sleep. You got to get sleep when you can because there's no sleep. Like, it was sometimes we was going, like, two cities a day. And then I was trying to do my shows on top of the tour shows, so I had to take a break from some and, like, fly out to other cities. And so just get your rest. That's all. Yep. And have fun. You know, just interact with the crowd. You got to talk to them. You got to meet them because they just looking at you. So I just felt like my whole job was to make them forget who they came for. They bought tickets for Tory, but it's my 20 minutes right now. So.
Yeah.
You should have played All I Do Is Win.
Yeah.
Probably that too. We always come out with Finito first.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Finito, because we be like, yeah, we from Chicago. Yeah. You know, this is how we get in. Finito come in with the bass, and they go right into my Chirac, like, perfect.
That's Isn't dope. It crazy how Finito, like, has become, it took, like, maybe, like, 3 years for that to, like, really become, like, a thing?
It is crazy, because I was way up on it when it was, like, first, that well, Chicago was, anyway. Yeah. We've been blessed. Mm-hmm. And then by the time the world got it, we just, like, Keith on something else now, but it was still cool, you know.
Have you seen Keith lately?
Not lately, nah.
He lives in LA, or where is he?
Well, he did for a while.
Yeah,
yeah. I believe he still lived there, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think he lives in West Hollywood.
Nah,
don't think he's going to the same. Nah. Here's what I know about living next to Chief Keef. He's a terrible neighbor.
Okay.
He used to like ride on his four wheelers and just like tear up the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are videos of that.
Listen, as long as it's just his lawn and not his neighbor's lawn, then it's fine.
Or Dreezy's lawn. Do you have a lawn?
I got a little lawn, but they just tow it up. I think they finna put some new.
So maybe Chief Keef does live next to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm trying to move.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just my crib. It's cool, but it's too much stuff. I need change. Like, I don't get good signal in my house. Mm. Like,
your mom's always coming over, folding your laundry.
Right. She's gonna come over anyway. But
would your mom come on tour with you at all?
I can't do it.
No?
I don't know. She got to stay at home.
We were at the studio one time. There was a BET Awards in LA that we went to. And we were at the studio with the producers, The Business.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a whole bunch of people in the studio, like, just going through, right? So there was Busta was there. And
Nori.
Noriega.
Yep. We had like a half hour conversation with Spliffstar about global warming.
Yeah.
He has very controversial views about global warming.
Very strange.
Yeah.
But Ashanti came through at like 3 a.m. and she brought her mother, her momager.
Yeah.
Who introduced herself as her momager.
And we're just like, don't do that. Like, now. You're too old. Yeah. And don't say
please
that.
Please don't do that. Yeah. And also, why are you out with your daughter right now at 3 a.m.? After you went to the club hanging out with these two fools, like, what are you doing? You should take after Dreezy's position and just block your mother from coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mama crazy, so I let her come to the shows because she be excited in certain shows, but tour, you said a tour, that's every day. Like, nah.
So your mom's crazy.
Yeah.
I think your mom needs to be on A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yeah.
That's what I think. So
what's that?
That's this show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, a waste of time.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode
of A Waste of Time
with It's the Real. Jeff, if people want to find more about us and more about this podcast that they just listened to, where can they go?
You can go to soundcloud.com/
A Waste of Time.
You can also go to iTunes. Search for
A Waste of Time
with It's the Real. You can also look on fullscreen.com where you can watch our episodes a week earlier than anywhere else.
Exclusive.
And if you go to fullscreen.com/It's the Real, you can get a month free.
A word?
Oh, word.
Now you can watch
A Waste of Time.
You can watch Chappelle's Show. You can watch Daria. You can watch movies like Half Baked. Go to fullscreen.com/It's the Real right now.
But A Waste of Time
isn't just going to grow by us shouting every week about ourselves and our friends and our rap experiences. It can only grow if you go tell a friend. Jeff, do you have a friend you want to tell?
Yeah, I do. Oh, I should probably say what friend it is.
Yeah.
I want to tell this rapper out of North Carolina, Nance.
Nance.
He goes on Instagram as C Nancer.
Okay, go follow him.
Go follow him. And he listens every week, and I feel like, I think it's like a funny thing where I like shouting out people because I just imagine them sitting in their cars and being like, wait, what? How did I just get shouted out? So,
one more time, shout out to Nance.
Yeah, shout out to Nance. Who do you want to tell?
I would like to tell, speaking of friends, our management company, Friends at Work, who just announced a big partnership with Alicia Keys Management. We're all one big, excellent family, and I want to specifically shout out...
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. I want to shout out Steven and Casey and Ty and Naima and Erica and... who else? Jeremy and Felby. Big shout out to Felby.
Big shout out to Felby.
All of our friends at Friends at Work. Shout out to them. Thanks for tuning in every week. Guys, if you want to find out more about It's the Real, go find us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And those are all at It's the Real, ITSTHEREAL. Again, follow us on SoundCloud. Leave a comment on iTunes. And if you're in the Snapchat mood, it's the Real. And It's the Real, Eric. You figure out which one is which. Just follow us. Jeff, you want to do this again next week?
Yeah, we have to.
And see you then.
A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of time. A waste of time.